And the next two, if you could read them together, I believe they'd like to come up together.
The next three, I believe.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're correct. Okay. Thank you, Carla.
Sure. 293, request of Andrew McGow to address council regarding economic opportunity program and housing assistance. 294, request of Stacy Triplett to address council regarding economic opportunity program and housing assistance. And 295, request of Patrick Gearing to address council regarding city rent assistance.
And colleagues, I had received prior notice that there would be different individuals coming up in place of the names that have been called. So that has been prearranged, and I'm sorry I didn't find my talking points in time. But thank you, all three of you, for being here today.
Thank you. Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and members of the City Council. I'm Stacy Triplett here with Work Systems. We're bringing a snapshot of the Economic Opportunity Program to you today. For the last 6 years, Prosper Portland and Work Systems, your Workforce Development Board, have been collaborating on this program. The program goal is simply to support entry into high-growth career track occupations for low-income residents of the City of Portland. You see the details of the program there. I'll highlight a couple of things. We've been able to serve 54% people of color in the last year. 89% of the folks we've served are very low income, between 0 and 30% of median family income, and 22% self-report that they're homeless at entry. So we're very relevant to the issues of Portland today. I'd like to focus here on how Work Systems increases your anchor investment with over $6 million of additional federal, state, and local sources that we bring annually to serve more people and enhance services in this program. This could not be brought to our community without the stable funding you provide. The increases have included additional career coaches to serve more participants. This program is based on an individualized one-on-one model of career coaching that's very important to career planning and goals for the participants. The additional funding is scholarship, training scholarships that are tied to the public workforce system, bringing that coordination. And on-the-job training and paid internships are funded as well. This program serves both adults and youth. Here you'll recognize some of the most well-known community-serving organizations. They have different strengths and different focus populations. They're a robust network, and they're able to align with others to address needs that customers bring, like rent assistance, child care, transportation, other supports that reduce barriers to employment and to training. Their customers access over $500,000 in rent assistance at this time. Meyer Memorial Trust has funded a housing systems alignment pilot that we have results from for last year. That pilot last year showed that a comparison group of customers that did not receive rent assistance because the level of need exceeds the funding compared to those who did receive rent assistance showed that those that did receive it had better training completions, better employment outcomes with the rent assistance support. EOP rent assistance recipients increased their income almost double compared to that comparison group in that study. Another EOP project that Meyer Memorial Trust has funded is participation of culturally specific providers in a reimbursement grant that's offered by the USDA for serving SNAP recipients particularly. Add to the list that you see there El Programa Hispano Católico and Urban League in the program expansion that addresses housing insecure folks and aligns with housing initiatives from Home for Everyone. So I hear my time is over. Melinda and Renee are here, EOP customers, to communicate directly. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Melinda Harwood. Thank you for having me. I just wanted to start by saying if it wasn't for Human Solutions, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. I spent 17 years in addiction. I was homeless for a good 10 years of that. And so when I came out of jail last time, I was introduced to Human Solutions through the DCJ program. I was just had my baby, my first baby, and they had got me into the WECS program so I could start work because I had no, you know, I had no history of work. And so we did an internship, so 240-hour internship through the WECS program. And through Habitat for Humanity. And after my 240 hours, I was able to get full-time employment with them. That was about 2 years ago. I'm now a floor supervisor there, and I'm about ready to have my second baby. And I have a place to live now. I have a place for my family to be. And I wouldn't have had that as well without them. I have a really bad criminal background, and that was a huge barrier for me. And I also had property debt, past property debt as well. So with the help of Human Solutions and my housing specialist, they were able to get me a reasonable accommodation, letters that kind of outlines my addiction and my mental health, how that goes hand in hand with all my criminal behavior. They also helped pay off my property debt, which was a huge barrier for me. I couldn't have afforded that without them. And now I'm in a stable house, and I have a place for my family, and I can continue to grow right now. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
And by the way, you've noted two barriers that many people in our community still face. One is, in the old days, having to disclose that you had a criminal justice past. We passed a law here that says that ban the box, because we think when people do their time, they should not have that just sort of follow them forever. Yeah. And, of course, the other has to do with people that have, an event in their life that causes their credit rating to be damaged. And everybody has some bump in the road. Yeah. But once your credit rating is damaged, that affects your ability to rent, to buy, to get credit. So those are still two significant barriers which disproportionately affect people who are either of modest means or have had a bump in the road. Yeah. And I think we have to continue to fight to make sure that that doesn't prevent people from reengaging in society and chasing their dreams. So thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah, thank you.
Good morning. My name is Renee Elias, and my story is a little bit different. However, I always wanted to be in the medical field, and I went and I got my CNA-1 license, and I had been working at the same place for about 4 years, and I was lost a job, and I had but was living in an apartment for about 4 years, and I had an eviction notice. I had a PGE shut off. Had no job, and I went to WorkSource, and I just kept looking for a job, and I wanted to go back to school to further my career, didn't have the income for it, and WorkSource had turned me over to Human Solutions, and that's when I met my counselor, Shauna, and it seems like right when I started the Human Solutions, they supported me. I was able to get my CNA-2 license. They paid for my school. They paid 90% of my rent. They helped me keep my PGE bill going. I graduated with my CNA-2 license, fully paid. My income, after I graduated with my CNA-2, I got a job at a hospital, and my income has doubled. I have medical. I was able to keep my apartment. I got all my bills paid off, and I still had Human Solutions helping me probably, I'd say, 2 months after I had gotten my CNA-2 license. They didn't say, okay, well, we're done. You have a job now. They supported me. They kind of weaned me off it financially. All I can say is, my life has changed. It's a great program, and I feel like they supported me. They gave me my education that I needed, and I just hope that everybody gets the same experience that I got to experience with them. I think it's very important.
Thank you. Commissioner Fritz?
Well, being in healthcare is inherently a service job, and being a CNA is a very difficult one of those. So thank you for what you're already giving back to society for what we've helped you with. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, all three of you, for being here. And Melinda and Stacey, I'm very sorry I had to leave, but you have my word. I will actually review and watch the video. I'm apologizing that I had to take a moment. But thank you, all three of you, for being here today. It's a powerful testimony. Last individual, please.
Item 296, request of Brian Quinn to address council regarding sidewalk stamps.
Is Mr. Quinn here today? I do not.